Dear Lord, we thank you for this Sabbath day. We thank you for the many blessings that you give us, Lord, the sunshine and the rain and everything in due season. But mostly, Lord, we thank you that your Son was willing to come down to earth to become man, to ally himself with all human flesh, so that we could call him brother. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Good morning, children. Is anybody here 8 years old? No? Are you 8 years old? I have a story this morning about a boy whose name is Johnny as well. Johnny, he's a very creative boy, and he likes to build things. He has building blocks at home and erector sets, and he's got a wood shop that he can play in and build stuff in. But what Johnny really likes the most is to play with sailboats. But he doesn't have a sailboat, but he's got pictures of sailboats on the wall, and he's got bedding that have sailboats on it and books. But that's not good enough for Johnny. Johnny would like to build a sailboat himself. So he asks his dad for permission to go to the shop and to get some wood and to build a boat, and he gets some paint and asks his mother for some material to make a sail. Well, Johnny builds this boat, and he puts a lot of time and dedication into it. And when Johnny's done with it, he is very excited that he created this boat. Well, Johnny lives in the woods, and outside of Johnny's house, there's a river that goes by. And Johnny would love to take that boat outside, put it on a string, and he'd pull it up the river and let it sail down and pull it up the river and let it sail down. He'd do it quite often, every day after he got home from school and after he'd have lunch, sometimes before homework. He would go outside and play with his sailboat. And one evening after he had dinner, it was still kind of twilight outside, and he decided he wanted to go outside and play with his boat. So he went outside and he pulled it up once and it sailed down and he pulled it up again, and this time when it came down, the string broke. And the river, when it goes by, you know, you got the rapids and the current, it goes kind of quick. Well, it broke, and it went so fast that Johnny couldn't catch up with it. So he tried, and he ran, and it just kept going, and it was getting dark, and he knew he had to go home because his mom would get worried. So he went home, and when Johnny got home, he decided that the next day he would go out and try to find it. So he came home from school, and he went down on the river. He checked on the banks and under the logs, under the water, and he couldn't find it. So he went back home discouraged, and he decided that on Sunday he was going to go out early in the morning. He was going to pack a lunch and bring some toys with him so he could play along the way if he had to. So Johnny, Sunday morning, gets up really early when the sun came up, and he made himself a lunch, and his mom helped him make it, and she gave him really good homemade cookies. Johnny likes his mom's homemade cookies a lot. And he got his slingshot and his knife that his daddy gave him, and he was going to head out and find this sailboat. Well, he went out and he started making his way down the river. And when he finally got down the river to a certain point, it was getting close to noon, so he was getting kind of hungry. But he came up to a bend in the river. And as he made his way around, he seen another boy that was playing in the water. What do you think that boy was playing with? Johnny's boat, right? Well, Johnny approached the boy and he said, "I made that boat. I would like to have my boat back. Can I have it?" What do you think the other boy said? No, he says, "I found it, it's my toy now." And Johnny was very discouraged. But Johnny said, within himself, "I have all this stuff with me. I have my slingshot and my knife and my sack lunch. Maybe if I gave that to him, he would give me the sailboat back." So he laid all of his treasures down on the ground and asked for his sailboat back. And the boy said, "Absolutely." So he handed over the sailboat, and the boy picked up all of his treasures and walked off. And Johnny was happy that he had his sailboat back. My question is who made the boat? Johnny made the boat. And who owned the boat? Johnny. So Johnny owned, and he has also redeemed and made his boat. And I think there's a lesson there for us to learn, that God has created us and he has lost us. But through his treasure, Jesus Christ, we were able to be redeemed once again. I think you may go back to your seats now.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross, where I'll ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Father, we thank you for everything that you do for us. Lord, we know that you do much more for us than we can even imagine. Lord, we know that you give us fresh air to breathe and sunshine and the migrating birds and even gravity, you know, keeping everything in alignment for us, giving us that protective power that withstands the even malignant power of Satan. Lord, I pray that you would go with us today as we step out, Lord, and give us the opportunities that we need to show your glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray.